Let's talk about some restrictions. Oh, sorry, cybersecurity. That was a big announcement that the Prime Minister made today. China is believed to be behind the wide-ranging attack on Australian governments and business. And the Prime Minister in a press conference this morning emphasised that these cyber attacks hadn't just started. They were ongoing and they were constant threats to Australia. And he said that the accumulation of attacks required a firm warning to government and private sectors to harden their shields. Now, I'm not sure why he felt the urgency to hold a press conference today. Many people are saying he was trying to send a message to China. Let's talk to a China expert. He's a professor of public ethics at Charles Sturt University about what might be behind all this. His name is Clive Hamilton. He's been good enough to join me again. Welcome, Clive.
Thanks, Jules.
What did you make of Scott Morrison's press conference? He referred to a cyber actor. He used the stage, the term state-sponsored quite a bit. Did you think he was referring to China?
Oh, I think there's little doubt about that. It certainly wasn't New Zealand he was referring to.
Mm.
And the only actors capable of these kinds of attacks are state-sponsored actors, agencies, specialist agencies in China, Russia, Iran and North Korea, and I guess the United States we should include, but the ones hostile to us are those I've mentioned, and so China has an interest in it. The attacks have increased in intensity in recent weeks, although they've been occurring for quite some time, and it's thought that the increase in the attacks could be related to the anger in Beijing at Australia's recalcitrance, let's say, and so it is apparently on the advice of the agencies that Prime Minister Morrison decided to make this statement today.
If the attacks are ongoing and it's just the accumulation of attacks, why do you think Scott Morrison alerted the public? Because he mainly said that it was, you know, government services who were being affected. He did tell people that if you're in business, look, check your spyware, make sure you've updated your software and things like that. But why do you think he made a public announcement? It was 9:30 on a Friday morning, Clive. Why do you think he just couldn't have sent an email out to all government departments?
Well, first of all, it goes well beyond government departments, a whole range of organisations, hospitals, accounting firms and so on that have been subject to these kinds of cyber attacks. I see what you're suggesting, that perhaps the government was sending a message to Beijing, particularly after the fairly strong and unexpected speech given by the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, on, I think, Wednesday night, where she essentially reiterated government's position and clearly directed it towards Beijing, that the kind of pressure, including the economic blackmail that Beijing is exerting on Australia, is not going to cause the government to capitulate, because there are fundamental values at stake and Australia believes that they are non-negotiable and we're not going to back down. I find it hard to see why the Prime Minister would use a statement about cybersecurity for the purpose of sending a message to Beijing at this time. I mean, it could be part of the motivation, but in itself, I fail to see the logic of that.
Why would China launch cyber attacks? I mean, this is a very 101 question, but, you know, they're a trading partner. You know, they profit from our minerals. Why would they be, I mean, if they, you know, we're not saying that we definitely know it's them, but if they were to do it, and we do know they've engaged in cyber attacks in the past, what's their motivation for doing it, Clive?
To steal valuable information.
Mm.
And that can be of all kinds. The more traditional industrial espionage may be, you know, plans for Australia's submarines in Adelaide.
Mm.
Which I would have thought would be an extremely high-value target for China, exceptionally high value. And then there might be industrial processes and patents. But I think there's something more interesting, more sinister, that goes beyond industrial espionage, and that is the collection of information on individuals that can be fed into a database in Beijing or Shanghai or wherever they are kept, and then used at some future point to manipulate individuals who are vulnerable into providing information or in some way working in the interests of Beijing. And in fact, China has been engaging in cyber espionage in Australia, the United States, and a range of other countries. Japan is a strong case, to gather often highly personal information about individuals, including their psychiatric conditions, any allegations or actual criminal records, financial allegations or misconduct that banks may have. They collect this information in databases as a way of manipulating and even blackmailing individuals.
That's the voice of Clive Hamilton. He's Professor of Public Ethics at Charles Sturt University. We're trying to get to the bottom of this press conference. You would have heard the last bit of it during breakfast with Ali and David, and then David played it. It's very strange, and Clive was sort of struggling to understand why exactly it occurred. Stilgherrian is a freelance internet and technology writer. He knows how these cyber attacks are launched and the damage they can do, and he joins me now. Welcome back, Stilgherrian.
Hi there. Again, Jules.
What do you make of the timing of this press conference? Because texts are coming through saying this is nothing new. We've always known this. Why are we hearing this? This is a non-story. What's your take on it all? It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It is, and certainly around the cybersecurity industry this morning, analysts and chief information security officers were going, sorry, what's this about? I mean, the fact that there is sustained cyber attacks by a nation state actor and they've been increasing over recent months, it's sort of, it's a day with a Y in it, Jules. This is perfectly normal. The only concrete fact in the whole thing is they pointed to a new advisory note at the Australian Cybersecurity Centre. When you looked at that, it was one of the standard advisories that goes out publicly every now and then to say, hey, the bad guys are now doing this sort of thing, so you should just be prepared to do that. I mean, it's a bit like saying, hey, if you own a Tirana, we've just found out the locks are faulty, so if you have a Tirana, get your lock changed. I mean, right. That's been true since 1986. You know what I mean? There's nothing new. So Clive's right. Clive's also right when he says that China is hoovering up pretty much any kind of information it can get hold of. There's the stuff he mentioned. There's also just weather data. How do we see the climate unfolding? Is it different from their models? What is the bargaining position of a mining company when they go in to negotiate the next million tons of coal? Where do they think the price is going to be, and will that be to China's advantage? Clive also mentioned industrial espionage, which is basically stealing trade secrets and patented information and so on. China has the attitude that, sure, we'll just scoop this stuff up. We don't differentiate what the information is, whereas, at least in theory, Australia and the United States, et cetera, don't do that.
So do we know that it's definitely China?
Well, again, as Clive said, there's only a handful of nations that could be. ABC News is reporting that unnamed senior sources in federal government are saying
So
China.
When they say it's state-based actors, obviously it's not someone, you know, the public service in China isn't doing this. So do government set up companies, you know, at arm's length from a state enterprise or a state body, and they employ people by proxy to do this type of work? Is that how it...
There's some of that goes about, but really the main stuff happens just directly from the military signals intelligence agencies. I mean, Australia does this sort of thing to military targets too. The Australian Signals Directorate, that's its actual job, is to intercept communications and explore, shall we say, other people's computer systems. So China has both a military aspect to that, and it also has the Ministry of State Security, which is a civilian agency that does a similar sort of thing. And I suppose you can point to, in the United States, the National Security Agency is military, the CIA is technically a civilian organization, and so on. So, you know, they say spying is the oldest profession, and that's what's happening here. Well, but to come back I suppose to your question, why now? Because there really wasn't anything new in anything the Prime Minister said. There was nothing to indicate that this is something we really should say today. The vibe, shall I say, is that, yes, this is timed now so a message can be sent to China.
Mm.
Morrison himself didn't say the word China.
But that's leaked out.
He's got plausible deniability.
Let me go back to Clive Hamilton on that still, Gary. And Clive, is our relationship with China at its tensest that it's been for many, many years? Where would you class it?
I certainly have to go back to the 1989 and the Tiananmen Square massacre to get something parallel. One factor that we haven't mentioned so far is that it is suggested by reliable sources that the attacks that are coming are actually coming from organisations associated with or elements of the MSS, the Ministry of State Security, which Stilgherian was referring to, and these can be highly sophisticated actors who have all the top cyber skills. And it may be if the agencies in Canberra did suggest to Mr. Morrison that he send a warning, then it may be because the MSS has been identified as launching some of these attacks and a pretty firm message needs to be sent. It's a bit like Barack Obama struck a deal with Xi Jinping several years ago under which Xi Jinping agreed that they would stop their cyber espionage on the United States. So of course, he made that undertaking and immediately broke it.
Right.
But that was a kind of more public agreement where the US president was saying, hey, stop attacking us. We don't like it. We know it's you.
Mm.
And perhaps this is a kind of smaller version of that.
Clive Hamilton, thank you for your company as always on a Friday afternoon, and always good to hear the voice of Stilgherian, a freelance internet technology writer.